Jim Tom Sula, the new head coach out there, you know, the first thing I do, I look at special teams. They're very well coached. They're a well-coached football team. They're physical. They have a lot of very, very good players that we know of and new players as well. There's quite a mixture there, as you well know. But this Carlos Hyde is a legitimate, outstanding football player. He's a rusher, 168 yards rushing against Minnesota. They definitely want to, you know, rush the football. Kaepernick with the Colin with the option game, the ability to scramble and put the ball in play down the field. With Alex Boone and Joe Stanley, the left side is very secure. They have a big offensive line. As I mentioned, they want to run the football. Vernon Davis will probably play against us, did not play against Green Bay. Outstanding receiving core. Anquan Boldin, we all know the physical football player that he is. They have Torrey Smith to take the top off the coverage, et cetera. So they're a talented offensive football team. They've done a lot of good things. They really, the last two games for them, the opposition has held the ball. They've only had 50 snaps the last two games. Time of possession for Arizona and Green Bay was over 36 minutes. Their defensive team, they base themselves out of a 3-4. The two outside backers, Lynch and Brooks, are outstanding football players. I like what I see in this Williams kid, the nose tackle. He's very quick, very evasive. And, of course, they have Navarro Bowman, who's coming back off of a year away from the game with a significant knee injury. He's the instinctive, physical, run-through, disrupt linebacker that he always has been. So, and then their special teams outfit, as I mentioned, a young punter, kickoff guy that's kicked the ball out of the end zone 85% of the time. The kid they drafted out from Clemson, a fifth-round pick out of Clemson. Their returners, they had an outstanding preseason with any number of punt return, kickoff returners, and that's the first thing you see when you look at the tape. So the 49ers come in here at 1-3, a very good team, a team that's very physical, very scrappy, gives you a lot of formation issues from a defensive standpoint. And then lines up and gets after it. No questions? Good.
Coach, when you look at Kaepernick, I think he has like 5 interceptions so far. I mean, is there a thread there? Is he just been a victim of it? His receiver's not right?
Well, I mean, I don't know exactly what it is, but he has a very strong arm. He's a very big man, a very fast man. And, you know, he can throw the ball on the run or sitting in the pocket as far as he basically wants to. He's talented as a quarterback that can both run and pass. The interceptions have come. There's been some overthrown balls, some things of that nature. But, you know, by and large, you know, he's been there for 5 years, and he's a very talented guy.
Coach, you asked about the immersive situation inside the locker room. Is it a distraction, and how about the cleanup, what's taking place?
Well, it's all, you've got the information. I'm not going to go down through what the janitorial service has done, but they have been very active in that. We've had this morning, the NFL and the Players Association wanted us to address it, so we had Ronnie Barnes, and we had team doctors. We had the person in charge of our facility in here talk to about the way the cleaning process is normally underway and what we have done in addition to that as well. So the players asked a couple of questions, very good questions, but we are concerned about Daniel Fells. We're very concerned about that. We still do not know the reason for the infection, where it came from, but the players were all obviously very supportive of Daniel, and I think that most of the questions got answered this morning, and the guys seem to be able to go right back to work.
Is there anything different that you have to do, the way you guys go about business? Are you going to have to do anything different because of this?
I don't believe so.
How is Daniel? What's his condition?
Well, he's they're thinking that Thursday he'll be able to get out. I've talked to him on the phone. He sounds good on the phone. He's very disappointed, obviously, but we all wish him well, and you know, he understands as well as we do. He has a wife and family. He's got to get better, period.
In light of what happened in Tampa Bay last year, do you take this very seriously?
Oh, it's very serious. It's a very, very, very serious thing. It's been that way in this league for quite a few years. Everyone has been very aware of it. You mentioned Tampa. That was a circumstance there, which actually Lawrence Tynes, one of our players here from previous years got involved in. So we know how serious it is, and we are taking every precaution and doing everything that we possibly can. They're very, very thorough in what they've done in terms of cleaning here. And the basic health priorities were gone over again this morning. You know, the washing of the hands, the calling attention to any type of cut or anything that looks like what they call a spider bite or anything of a boil nature, anything where the skin is turning red, those types of things. With Daniel, it was a different story. I mean, there was no surface injury that anybody knows of, and it was an acute joint problem along with the temperature. Any questions? Good.
He'd have a better idea early this week about his status.
Who's that?
Victor Cruz. Do you have any idea of his timetable yet?
No.
Is he out this week?
I wouldn't say because I haven't been told anything, but he's not working today.
The Bills players had some things to say about Odell Beckham and his actions in the game Sunday. What did you see? And is it something to address with Odell?
Odell actually came to me and talked about it. And, you know, obviously I was disappointed because I think he's beyond and above a lot of that stuff, and I think he'll put it behind him.
It's got to be a tough situation, I would think. He's targeted so much.
And he's very, very – he's an emotional guy. Hey, let's face it. He was – you talk about – I mean, I told him, I said, I want you to continue to block the way you're blocking. I mean, he flies around out there. And even the penalty that he was called on the screen, I mean, he did an outstanding job.
But the instinct, I would imagine, when he gets the extra stuff is to fight back. Is it just that he
can't?
Well,
he's very competitive, very energetic. You saw him over on, I mean, he would have blocked the safety on the long run, on the long pass run after the catch if in fact Rashad wasn't able to avoid him. He was right there.
He came to you after the story came out?
This morning he came by.
Was it just a matter of getting caught up in the sort of, I don't know, chippiness of the late game?
You know, I'm not sure where they're trying to say this all came from. I noticed it in that melee as we moved penalty after penalty down towards our goal line. But prior to that, I didn't notice a lot.
Where is Kennard with his hamstring?
He's out today.
How about Robert Ayers?
He's out today.
What do you get with Miles White?
Get a young guy who knows the system very well, can play in the slot, play on the outside. He's been used with our first group in the last couple of weeks, you know, as we've only really had four receivers that could participate. So we get a guy who's sharp, who's had a good preseason, who knows the system well, can adapt to all of the positions, knows the signals when we're in the no huddle. I think we just kind of keep going with a multiple position guy.
Tom, of the guys on the injury report, who are practicing?
Name a couple for me.
Kuhn.
Flowers.
Flowers will practice, yeah. Kuhn will practice.
Cunningham.
Cunningham is going to be out there for individual, and then we'll see.
Selby and McBride?
Selby, no. McBride, no. McBride's scheduled to go tomorrow.
Hosley?
No.
Hosley's got that's his second concussion now.
Everybody felt great about it. He did, too. He didn't think he would even be restricted today, but he's got to go through it. Got to go through it.
Now, what do you see from your running game at this point? Are you concerned about it?
I see different at different times, outstanding, but not consistent enough.
If you have to be without Kennard, you have a lot of veterans there. I guess you kind of piece them together.
That's the way it'll be.
Hyde, obviously, the big game against Minnesota, but he's been pretty much shut down the last 3 weeks. Have you seen anything different?
No, he's an out. I'll tell you what he is. He's a slasher and he's an outstanding cutback runner.
Tom, do you think your work of keeping Tyrod Taylor in the pocket will help you this week against the guy who obviously you want to keep in the pocket?
I certainly hope so. The very first play of the Green Bay game, the tackle comes inside the end, rushes up the field, out he goes.
You sense a different attitude maybe from the guys now these past 2 weeks of the way things have unfolded, or it's sort of been steady for you guys?
I sense that they're anxious to get to know this team and to start the preparation process, and that's where you want.
Is the confidence level in Dwayne Harris as your third receiver higher than maybe it was last
year? Well, I think I mentioned it to you. I may not have. We talked about Reuben. We got Reuben going 2 weeks ago. We needed to get Harris going, Dwayne going, and I think he did the other day.
Take one more question. No one.
Thank you.